of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours in sight.
Good morning. I almost said Vietnam. Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Feels like Vietnam out there a little bit.
Sometimes.
Today is July 20th, 2013, and you're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. We like to call it No Fear Radio here.
No Fear.
No Fear Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host, and we are sponsored by lots of people now.
Lots of people out there. We don't even know
who they are.
Thanks to all their great support. Yep. We keep moving on.
We've got supporters out there. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're also here with Savannah, our producer, trusted soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Hey, thank you.
Perfect. And so we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room. There's a live chat room as opposed to a dead chat room.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's pretty dead. KCNR1460.com is where you want to go, or if you want to call in if you have any questions, 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, so you can go there and listen to programs that you've missed. And let's see. Oh, you can also friend me on Facebook at Mark, M-A-R-K-E, Kent. And I post a lot of the articles that we go over on my Facebook so that people can go back and read them. So, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. Do we have any idea what's going on at the Tea Party this
week? I believe we have two speakers coming in on Monday. Danny Haig, I believe is how you say it, and Ramona.
Okay.
And they were in one of the biggest or largest water and grazing rights in Nevada for property rights.
Oh.
And they won.
Oh, nice. Well,
yeah.
It's about time somebody started winning against these guys because they're out of control.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So, yeah, that should be pretty interesting to get their take on what they went through.
Very good. My quote for the day is, true friends stab you in the front. Oscar Wilde.
With a sharp stick, huh?
I think there's a message there. So let's see. Headlines today, gosh. I mean, where do you start with this stuff? Let's see. I've got, we'll do a little bit on the Tea Party scandal. Will the IRS scandal, this is coming in from FoxNews.com. Will the IRS scandal lead all the way to Obama? Well, it's getting closer and closer. Drip, 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 you know, but, happened in the last couple of days, was that the original accusation that it was just a couple of rogue agents in the Cincinnati, division. No, that's not really true. And so, there was a couple of people that, they had testified, and one of them was Elizabeth Hulfiker and the other one, Carter Hull. And, you know, she was in charge, Elizabeth was in charge of the processing of the Tea Party applications, and she was so frustrated with the IRS action that she asked for and received a transfer from her original position to escape the IRS dictates that came from Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
Even worse, we also know now that Carter Hull, a retired Washington tax specialist who was responsible for providing guidance on reviewing tax-exempt applications for Tea Party groups, that In fact, it was coming from the chief. The scandal goes all the way to the IRS chief counsel's office. In fact, it was the chief counsel's office, not the line people, that redoubled their efforts to scrutinize conservatives. And in his testimony, you know, he's basically naming names. He's singing like a canary here. And he recalls Don Spellman and David Marshall and Amy Franklin from the chief counsel's office were at the meeting. And he recalled that Ms. Franklin or someone else from the chief counsel's office stated that more current information was needed, blah, blah, blah. And so they were actually, you know, handling the, you know, so it wasn't a rogue agent, nothing to do with that. It's coming from, you know, above. So the only question is, does this end up in the White House sooner or later? Yeah, maybe.
It's probably a good thing that we got some of the people in there that are willing to whistleblow.
It's true, because they're jumping ship because they don't want to take the blame. They don't want to be the fall guys. And so they're walking up the line. You know, to be clear here, IRS Chief Counsel William Wilkins is a political appointee appointed by President Obama in 2009, and that's the top layer of the agency. And the involvement in his office as early as 2011 represents a dramatic escalation of the IRS scandal. So it doesn't look like this is going away anytime soon. What's the importance of it? Well, this is the first time that I'm aware of. I mean, if you go back to Nixon, you know, when he was targeting people, he was targeting Democrats. He was targeting other political enemies. There was not a whole group of people whose ideals conflicted with the administration being targeted. We're talking about, you know, 50 million people in America being targeted because they don't agree with the president on following the Constitution, limited government and
fiscal responsibility.
So the opposite of that is if they don't agree with that, then they don't believe in the Constitution. They believe in fiscal irresponsibility and unlimited government. So that ought to tell you something right there. So that's the first headline that I have here. Oh, there's so many things to go over. We've got a New Hampshire representative files petition criminal complaint against oath-breaking colleagues. Evidently, he's filed a criminal complaint against 189 other legislatures from the House of Representatives for voting to diminish citizens' right of self-defense. So that's on the table. Oh, yeah, you know, fellow patriots out there, you know, do you believe that everything's getting better? I guess, you know, we got Detroit filing bankruptcy. Is that an indicator? Let's see. The administration, the powers that be have lied to us about spying on us by the NSA. They've lied to us about the IRS. They've lied to us about Benghazi. They've lied to us about Fast and Furious. Do you think they would lie to us about the economy getting better?
No. They would never do such a thing.
Oh, they would never do that. I mean, come on. You know, so they wouldn't skew the unemployment numbers or, you know.
No, there was finally, you know, I think it was 34 states finally admitted that their unemployment rate is on the rise.
Yeah. And the idea, see, everybody looks to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Oh, we're at 15,000. The economy has to be doing well. Really? And you're buying that too. So the Dow's the only indicator of the economy doing well, right? Doesn't matter how high the unemployment goes. It doesn't matter who drops out of the workforce. It doesn't matter that we don't have any manufacturing and it's a jobless recovery. It doesn't matter that the goods and services,
I mean, look at the food cost and everything. If you go to the grocery store lately, it's unbelievable.
So
some of the prices.
My point here is, this is going to start getting undeniable, people. You can listen to, you know, CNN or Fox News and the numbers, but you know something? You're not going to be able to cover this up much longer. And, you know, the next cities that are in line are, you know, little places like Los Angeles and Oakland and a few other places. And until we start getting
little
some...
Little places?
Yeah. Until we start getting some truth in the, you know, out in the marketplace, this is what we're doing. You know, you can watch TV all you want and get fed a bunch of pablum that's not gonna, you know, be the truth at all. So anyway, Detroit, you know, is getting better according to Obama a year ago. Now, they finally
not so much.
Not so much. Another one here is we got, and we'll go over a couple of these after the break. This one is HR 2685 mandating smart meters. So, You know, just in case you wanted to know that there's a bill that is going to mandate smart meters. It's introducing, and this is on the website of the PPJ Gazette, in case anybody wanted to look it up. It's ppjg.me. Excuse me. And so the new smart meters, you know, currently there's no federal mandate for smart meters, but this has been bypassed by the threat of extorted consumers with threats of excessive and unnecessary fees, blah, blah, you know. So we'll just intimidate, but if nobody's buying into it, there's a national conference call, and I think we're about ready to go to the break here. And this song's pretty appropriate, you know. We're just doing the disco, aren't we?
All right, this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
Crank it up, Savannah.
He's all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way.
Yeah, we're going back to the Dukes of Hazzard and Disco Duck. Yeah, it's a sad day.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
Shasta
watch
County,
out.
Look out. You're in trouble. Yeah, unbelievable stuff going on here constantly. Let's see what else. So, you know, this HR 2685, I wanted to tell you that there's going to be a nationwide conference call on Friday. Oh, that was yesterday. I missed it. But you can contact, you know, there's an email place you can contact. It's called, it's contact@thepeopleinitiative.org. And, evidently they're putting together stuff to fight this smart meter stuff. I wish I would have gotten to hold this yesterday. But, yeah, anyway, we need to get involved in that
because
this
is... Yeah, because that affects everybody.
Yeah, it's another one of the Agenda 21 garbage stuff things that, you know, put everybody in little rabbit hutches, move them to the city. You know, everybody gets to live in stacked box houses. Everybody
sounds
gets
like
smart
fun, doesn't
meters.
It?
Oh, yeah, just what I want.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another headline here. CIA funding government-led chemtrailing projects.
How's that possible?
Yeah, spy agency to help security impacts of geoengineering. This comes from Steve Watson at InfoWars July 19th. So I will post that for anybody on the website, but I would suggest you look at that article. Very interesting. The next one is Senator Barbara Boxer's own experts. This is coming from Forbes, Forbes.com. Senator Barbara Boxer's own experts contradict Obama on global warming. So evidently there's, you know, dissension in the ranks.
Nobody, imagine that.
Nobody can figure out whether we're warming or cooling, depending on which side of the aisle you're on. So we're either going
or would
into,
I benefit from it? So yeah, it all, just yeah, all depends what statistic I'm going to throw
exactly.
out.
Exactly. I mean, we don't know whether we're going to an ice age or a drought, you know, I mean, so
we're in trouble either way you look at it.
Yeah. So it's like, really guys, come on, you know, so the science is, you know, the science can't agree on any of this stuff. You know, so there's a big article on this there, at Forbes.com. You might want to take a look at that. Let's see. Let's go through the unfiltered news a little bit here before we get to our guests. We do have some guests in the studio
yes,
today.
Yes, we do.
Maybe you can tell us who we have here before we get to them.
Well, we have Mr. Frank Rose, and then we'll have Matt Nemo. And we are going to be talking about some veteran stuff.
Okay.
We have what they call the Wall of Remembrance that's coming to Reading. So we want to talk about that. It's the first time anything like this has been present here. So
wow.
After the break, we will get to them.
Oh, okay. So let's do a few more headlines here. This is from the realityzone.com. Vietnam authorities want citizens to cash in their gold to shore up the country's failing fiat currency. That couldn't happen here.
No,
they're telling you that gold's a relic that you know has no place in a currency system. From the guys who are counterfeiting it hand over fist at $85 billion a month and basically distorting the market to the point of no return here. Yeah.
So why would they want our gold? I mean, it's not worth anything, right?
Why would they lie to us about that?
Yeah.
And why are they snapping up gold? You know, it's come to my attention that the London bullion market and the COMEX are both down to historic levels of gold. They've basically had a run on the metals the last week or two, and so all of the central banks and governments around the world are buying it up, and the smart money, the big money, is buying it up, but it's just a relic. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, and they're taking physical possession of it.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing.
Instead of just getting a little certificate.
Yeah, there you have it. So there's some interesting things going on here. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. New phone app encourages people to report anyone who, in their opinion, is an unsafe gun owner. And the definition of an unsafe gun owner includes anyone who has recently purchased a gun and anyone with children. Those who have been fooled into thinking that gun ownership should be banned will have no problem reporting everyone. Authorities could use reports from of unsafe gun ownership as justification for confiscation of guns. You know, that's
been... And if you're over 50, I suppose, goes in that too.
Yeah, you know, if you believe in limited government, constitution, you know, things like that, you're some kind of a nut, gun nut. So, you know, there you have it. Yahoo has obtained a court order to declassify documents in a lawsuit that says it will show it objected strenuously to demands by the federal government to turn over customer data. So, It's like the octopus just gets bigger and bigger. The arms get longer and longer.
I saw something too where the government is now tracking your ATM transactions and stuff. Not that they would be doing anything with it. They just want to know, you know, how much money you're putting in, taking out, what you're doing with it. But
yeah,
there's nothing behind it.
They're our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, this kind of segues into another great little story here. The small town of Deer Trail, Colorado, population 546, is considering putting a bounty on unmanned federal drones for violating its sovereign airspace.
I saw that.
So now what we can do is we can have a shooting range. You know, make sure you don't get the app on your smartphone before you go to the shooting range, because if you're shooting down unmanned drones in your sovereign airspace, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. So Obama has issued an executive order that mandates HIV testing for all individuals from 15 to 65 years old who are seeking medical help for any condition. The cost will be paid by taxpayers through Obamacare.
Nice.
How does that make you feel? I'm going to go, let's see, I need to go get a stitch in my finger because I cut it with the knife, and I'm going to get HIV tested whether I like it or not, and everybody's paying for it.
Right.
And you know,
your DNA at the same time.
Yeah, why don't we just take an eye scan, fingerprint you know, put a smartphone app that says that you're a gun nut and send you out to the drone range. Okay?
And there's no problem, folks.
Yeah, there's not a big deal
going
on here.
Yeah, nothing going on.
Go back to sleep. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, you just can't make this stuff up. We're getting close to the break here. But
yeah, before we go to the break, maybe we should talk a little bit about who our guest is going to be next week.
That's right. We got Mike Zullo on.
Yeah, we have Mike Zullo coming in next week. Well, not coming in. He'll be on the phone, and he'll be giving us an update on what's going on with Obama's birth certificate. So that should be a real interesting show.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, Mike's been stellar. There's a lot more going on with this birth certificate thing than the media will report. I mean, have you got a clear message here that they don't report everything yet? Have they blacked out any stories that we know about in the last year or two? You know, maybe they're a little afraid of this. They're intimidating the news. Well, they pretty much own the news medias across the board anyway at this point. Because, you know, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, keeping everybody apart is pretty much the deal. Gin up the races, everything, you know. So here's one for the good guys. This is from the new NJ.com. This was published on July 18th. New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that state and local police must obtain warrants to track cell phone data within the state. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Here's one that, kind of talks to what we were talking about, keeping everybody apart. U.S. neoconservative Republicans are trying to block amendments to the Department of Defense appropriation bill that would limit the NSA's program of spying on American citizens. So let me see if I got that straight. The Republicans are trying to block a bill that would limit the NSA's program of spying on American citizens. Doesn't that seem a little counterproductive?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's that those core staunch Republicans up there, like, you know, McCain and, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
the pretend Republicans that are supposed to be Republicans that are really not Republicans, you know. So anyway, that's all.
Yeah, they don't have any hidden agendas.
No, they're all.
Yeah.
It's all good. So with that, where are we at?
We will.
Maybe you should talk about our guests. How much time we got for the break?
Minute and a half.
Talk about who we've got in our studio. They'll be on in the next segment, and what they're gonna, what you guys are gonna talk about. And I'm gonna probably shut up for a little while.
Well, that's gonna be a miracle. But anyway, in the studio we have Matt Nemo, which is the adjutant for Mojo AmVets Post 4, and he's gonna be talking to us about the Wall of Remembrance, along with Frank Rose. And most of the listeners out there probably know Mr. Rose. He's involved in just about everything there is to do with veterans in the community. He's a historian. He's the one that's always going around clicking all those pictures at all the events. That would be Mr. Rose. So,
oh, very good. Very good.
Great group of guys, the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there we have it. Should we go to the break now, and then we'll come back and we can talk to these gentlemen and figure out what's going on?
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567, KCNR 1460.
You make my heart
show.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome Arizona rancher Danny Martinez and Nevada rancher Ramona Hage Morrison. They are two individuals who are standing up against Forest Service road closures of our public lands and for our water rights and the right to own and defend our private property. Their fight continues, and we'll discuss it on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Keep it going.
We're rocking today, folks. It's not a piece of cake, let me tell you.
I was working to this yesterday. I just had to throw it in there, man. It's a wild, wild life up on this mountaintop. It was great. So that was Talking Heads, you know, and that seems to be what we listen to a lot these days is Talking Heads. It's pretty wild life. We were just talking about the drone thing. Yeah, so our guest here, maybe he can elaborate on what you're saying on the people there that were, you know,
the FCC or something.
Yeah. Oh, the FAA responded to that Colorado town saying it was illegal and they'd prosecute anybody that did anything such as that. And, it was about a page article on the Blaze. I was reading it last night.
Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, so, it's okay if we spy on you with drones, but if you shoot them down, you're going to jail.
Unbelievable. That's it.
We can shoot at you.
Yeah,
Return fire.
There you
Rules of engagement.
Okay,
remember
so
that.
Take it away, Linda. These are your guys, and you know them. You know what?
All right, we have Matt Nemo. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you.
And Frank Rose.
Hey, y'all.
And I asked them to come in because there's something special that is coming very soon, isn't there, Matt?
Yes, we have this wall of remembrance we're bringing to town. Mojo M Vets Post 4. And the Ladies Auxiliary are putting that together. And I think it'll be really great for the veterans in our community.
You want to kind of explain what the Wall of Remembrance is?
Sure. It's a 6-foot wall that's 90 feet long. It's got over 11,000 names and pictures on it. It covers the victims on the War on Terror from the Beirut bombing, you know, with the Marine barracks, all the way up through Afghanistan and Iraq. And quite to be honest with you, this will be the first time I've had the pleasure of seeing this particular wall. And I think it, from what I've read about it, it looks like something that I really am proud to be a part of.
Nice, nice. And we're going to have it out at Big League Dreams, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, starting in August 9th?
August 9th through the 11th. That's a Friday through Sunday. We're going to have opening ceremonies Friday morning. at 9 in the morning for the civilians out there.
For the civilians out there, for everybody. And just so people know, when you go out to Big League Dreams, you're not going to be charged to see this wall. I know that was one of the questions that we all had, was how you're going to get through the gate, you know, and are they going to let you through? Are you going to have to pay your $3 to get in? But we're actually going to have a separate location out there, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is free to the public. Big League Dreams is working with us to keep everything cost effective for us. And basically, this is for the veterans in our community. I mean, it's really important for me to reach out to the veterans here because our community is nothing but veterans for the most part. I mean, you can't throw a rock in Shasta County without hitting a veteran.
That's true. Why don't you give them a little bit background about you, Matt?
Okay. Well, I'm a native here. I grew up here. I served in the Navy in the late 90s. Basically, I got involved with Mojo Am Vets because I was looking for a avenue to volunteer to my community. I've been volunteering for the last decade, but without a platform to do that, it's kind of like a hit and miss kind of a scenario. You know, you find out an event's going on, you go volunteer, you hope you hear about something coming up, and this gives me an opportunity to participate and actually bring events to our community. I have some ideas for later this spring. Hopefully we can make them happen.
Nice. And hopefully this is a way for us to reach out not to just the older veterans, but we would like to be able to reach out to the younger veterans of your age and younger.
Well, absolutely. They're out there. They're not participating a lot, but I think that's a multicultural issue thing going on, especially with, like, you look at the news. You know, a lot of my age have already had those conversations. I mean, I was paying attention to the geoengineering conversation 5 years ago, and now it's just becoming mainstream to where it's not a conspiracy theory so much as conspiracy.
The truth?
Right.
Actually, there's theories out there, and then there's actually conspiracies.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know how it is when you talk about those things. People can't handle the concept of the conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, people have a hard time with the truth because they're being fed so many things these days that aren't true. It's hard to really tell the difference between the two. Who do you trust? You gotta vet everything. It doesn't matter where you're getting your information anymore.
That's for sure. And so again, the wall will be out there, Big League Dreams. And we are going to run, what time are we opening out there? You remember?
I believe we're going to start the actual for the public about 9 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then that way it gives us time to set up in the morning and make sure everybody's taken care of. We're going to run till about 11 in the evening. When the park closes, we're going to be wrapped up. You know, these guys are traveling from Orange County. That's their base. And they're going to Sparks, Nevada. So they're very, very busy folks, so they're going to be exhausted by the time they get here and set it all up for us. I did want to point out that all the veteran service organizations in our community are invited to participate in this. You can't fundraise, but you're more than welcome.
You can't sell merchandise or anything, but you're more than welcome to set up a table or come out and hand out your literature and information about what services you provide and everything. Because we are trying to put this together not only for the remembrance part of it, but to bring the organization, the veterans organizations in the community together, which is awesome. Yeah.
Which is a good step forward for the Shasta College Veterans Club to, because they're doing fundraisers of all kinds coming up soon next month. And that would be a good one for them to come apart. Also, any student of any age, even the young ones that are going to school right now, would be a nice one for them to see because I bet you they don't know a lot of things that transpired down through time. They only get what they're taught in school, and they don't tell you too much.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We know how the school works. But that's a great idea, Frank, that to get the word out, even the young kids and above would be a great thing for them to come and look at and see what has gone on and get some history, the truth of what is going on.
What their dads and their uncles have gone through before, and they can see it firsthand. And there are pictures on the backside of this that depicts the different wars, so that in itself would be a story to see.
Have you guys been aware of this VA scandal that just surfaced on Thursday? Yeah, the disability scandal, deny, delay until they die.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that is the case. I mean, I've worked with the local Veterans Service Office as a work study when I was going to college here, and they wouldn't acknowledge it, but that's what was really going on. I mean, the local guys, they would say, you know, this is a bunch of hooey.
Right.
But their hands are tied, so, you know.
Well, evidently, their hands are being untied because,
are tied tighter.
You know, I have some insider information on some of that stuff, who's from someone who's directly involved. And evidently, the shoes are dropping because evidently there was quite a few people on Thursday or Friday that, started getting, relieved of their positions and, put on a leave. I'm not sure what all is going to happen, but evidently, and this involves Congressman LaMalfa mm-hmm. as well, and evidently they're going after these guys for this exact thing. I mean, they're supposed to be, you know, helping the veterans, not turning it into a political game of,
denied until they die.
Not only that, I mean, I'm looking at the article. They did something like $195 billion in I'm looking for it here, where they actually gave themselves bonuses, the Veterans Administration. Yeah,
imagine that.
$194 million in annual bonuses that the Department of Veterans Affairs backlogged, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I wanted to say that's originally, it wasn't over VA benefits. How Matt and I originally met was down at the stand down, and he was having some veterans issues. And we started talking and connecting up and doing different things. And that's how we got involved with one another originally, was because of the treatment he was getting from different people in the community.
Right. Well, I would say, because I hate to put this way, but what's going on in the VA is the same thing that's going on with the rest of our government. There's zero real accountability.
Yep.
You and I, we go to prison at the drop of a dime. Government officials, they need to start going to prison.
Yeah, they get promoted.
Yeah, and it's a sad state. I mean, I really fear for my country and the future generations, because, you know, we're losing what makes us great. And that's why it's so important to remember things like the Wall of Remembrance, because without understanding the sacrifices our others have made for our freedom, it's easier for some to just not understand what's going on.
Yeah, it's easier to forget if you don't have some things to remember. Or
if you're not taught or exposed to it at all, you know, the history of it. You know, there's a lot of men and women that have given it all for this country.
Well, and understanding the value of freedom, because it's not easily gained and it's pretty easily lost if you're not vigilant over it. And that's kind of what we're talking about. I think that the ship is turning around. I think that we're seeing a resurgence of patriotism, people understanding the Constitution. We're just not getting any media play because it's better to keep everybody dumbed down if possible.
Yeah, that's why it's a good thing for things like this, where we can come together, we can communicate with one another, and band together. I mean, it doesn't matter what you've done or what, really. It's time that we band together and stand up for this stuff and help one another instead of being and fighting against one another. And I guess we have a caller on the line?
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Are you there, Jerry?
Yeah, it's the Drone Ranger.
Oh, it's Terry.
Oh, it's Terry.
Not Jerry.
And it's the
Drone Ranger. Anyway, you guys are right on it there. I'd like to get a little more comments from the guests about this deal. $195 million in bonuses to screw, basically, our veterans. The less money they get, the more money that these employees and these management people get. That is outrageous, and I couldn't agree more. These guys need to go to prison. I don't know about the rest of you folks out there, but I've had it with this crap. Can I say crap?
Yeah, well, you can say crap. You just did, so you're good.
Savannah's got her hand over the button, so be careful. It doesn't escalate beyond crap.
You got it. But the whole thing is that it really is ridiculous. Honestly, you guys can't emphasize that enough. Mark, thanks a lot for bringing that up. Can you imagine getting a bonus that you're screwing a veteran out of money? I mean, how insane is that, you guys? That's all I got. Thank you for letting me in.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Matt, you want to say something to him?
I want to, before you do that, Matt, I want to say one thing. That does not say that all of these Veterans Administration guys are
correct.
Bad. You know, I want to kind of, you know,
yeah, we have some in there that they're excellent. They're really trying to help the veterans out there. They've got their heart into it. They've just got bad people around them.
Well, you know, you're right. right, and that's very, very true, because the majority of them are great workers, and the majority of them are helping expose these management people.
Correct.
I agree with you, and probably about 80 to 90% of these guys are great, and that is a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. But these few people that are getting these bonuses, I mean, really, those are the ones that need to be singled out. And I don't know about the rest of you, but boy, I've sure had enough of this stuff, especially when it comes to the people who defended our rights, defended our country, and without our veterans, we wouldn't be here.
That's correct.
Thanks, guys.
Call back when you tell, so you can tell us how you really feel next time, Terry.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the program.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And with that, I think we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Not your average petroleum company,
Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Sovereign Radio, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Go ahead, Linda.
There was something that you wanted to say we were talking about during the break, if you want to go ahead.
Okay, to respond to the caller, it's not so much the people in the system, it's those that are writing the rules for the system. I've known many good veteran service officers that went out of their way, did everything they possibly could do to resolve issues for veterans. It's those that are creating the process. It's like they bury you in paperwork. And like I said, it goes back to the rest of our government, what's going on there. But, you know, I'd like to focus on this wall of remembrance.
Okay.
Because that's important. And it's no matter what political spectrum you are, you gotta recognize that without the past veterans that have sacrificed for us, we wouldn't be able to have this radio show. We'd probably be speaking German or something else, you know.
That's very true.
And I think it's important for these, most of these veterans that are on this wall, they're not recognized in any other wall particularly because, you know, who remembers the Beirut bombing and what really happened there? I mean, there are some of us, but right. The general population, they go, huh, what's that? What happened there? And most people don't know that, you know, a group of Marines in their barracks were bombed. And unfortunately, that happens when you're in foreign countries and you have issues like that. So on the wall, there are Gold Star family members, you know, people who've donated. And I wanted to send out a shout out to them and say we appreciate your willingness to help bring things like this to the community. And we hope if you're out there listening that you'll come check out this wall, because this is for you folks. This is for the people in this community. You know, it isn't for me. It isn't for Linda or Frank. It's for the people in this community. And
what's the criteria for getting on the wall?
Basically, you have had to pass during the time during the war on terrorism, which the way these people set up the wall, it was basically it started with the Beirut bombings, and then it basically has continued up. I believe there's some civilians listed on the wall. I haven't seen a full list of the wall yet myself.
We were trying to get some of the names of the people that are on the wall from the North State and see if we could really recognize those individuals, and we haven't been able to obtain that yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of falling
down. We're working on it.
Yeah, I would kind of like to think that we should get those Benghazi survivors on there, Glenn Doherty and I can't, the other one.
I believe the timeline starts like at 1983, and they kind of do a timeline from 1983 to the present. Isn't that correct, Matt?
Yes, that's how the walls broke down, and they break down with pictures and whatnot. And I agree with you. Those folks should be on there, but I think that's a very political, not driven by the community.
Right.
It's political because what was really probably going on over there. I mean, why were they there for 8 hours with no backup? I mean, there's a lot of...
Yeah, we don't want to get too far into that. I was just thinking that it would be good to see those guys on the wall at some point.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll be speaking to the gentleman who... came up with the concept of this wall later today, and I will for sure pass that on to him, because, you know, every veteran, every person that sacrificed during this war on terror should be recognized, because without understanding the sacrifice, where have we been? You know, where are we going?
Right, right. So if they want to get a hold of anybody to find out more information or what, who would they get a hold of?
Okay, they would get a hold of Linda Kent or myself. Do you want me to give the phone number?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Your phone number is 530-356-3651. My name is Matt Nemo, and you can reach me at 530-604-0776. And we also have Sabrina French, which is one of our officers in our post, and her number is 530-415-8556. And if you want to see what this wall looks like before it comes to town, you can always go to www.vision2victory.com, and they have a video posted on their website of them actually manufacturing the wall. And I would have to double check my notes, but I believe that there's at least three different veterans within his organization. I believe it was built by veterans, essentially, you know, for veterans. And I think that a lot of people will like this. I mean, if you want to donate, you can come out, and you can, donations are accepted at the Reading Bank of Commerce, or they can be mailed to AmVets Post 4, P.O. Box 697, Bella Vista, California, 96008.
Yeah, I wanted to mention the name. It's Glenn Doherty. I guess how you say Doherty? Doherty? I'm sure you say it. And Tyrone Woods was the other one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're not sure what all names are on there, but that's good. But, yeah. So this is a great opportunity for everybody to come out and see what's going on, get some history, and, be together with one another.
Well, I definitely think the people in this community will like this. I mean, I've been in this community probably 20 years now. You know, I'm getting kind of old, I guess. But there are more veterans here than anywhere else I've ever been, including around the military bases. I couldn't tell you why. I don't know what particular draws us veterans to this area. But there are a lot of us out here. I mean, IGO, what do you think IGO is? It's all veterans disappearing into the woods.
Yeah, you know, there is a lot. There's about 28,000, I believe, in the North State. And that's a lot of veterans.
Wow.
Yeah, there's quite, yeah. Well, we have a very large population.
Maybe it's the climate of the veterans and the conservative leanings in the area, you know, and it couldn't be the lakes, rivers, mountains, and streams either, I guess.
Well, I think it's the latter, to be honest with you, because, you know, I consider myself a libertarian.
Me too. Wow, we're on the same page.
Well, I mean, you can, I don't want to get into that subject too much, you know.
But, we only have a little bit more time.
Yeah, but, you know, this wall is a great thing, and I'm very blessed to be a part of that. I thank God about that. And to be honest with you, that's why I joined with AmVets, was to be able to bring things like this to the community. Because, you know, some of these people, I mean, if you look at local politics and the issue of homelessness and whatnot, a good portion of the homeless you see floating around are veterans.
Right.
I mean, I've been out of the loop with the homeless community for some time. I used to volunteer within that area, but it's people who fall through the cracks of the system as it's set up, and they need somebody to say thank you for your sacrifice.
Let's not forget.
That, you know, it goes back to even the Revolutionary War. That was one of the first things that Washington did in the new Congress, was to set up pensions for the war veterans. And so this is not just, you know, recent. This is traditional. And, man, I'll tell you, and I think about that, it just makes my blood boil when I think about these guys down there that are, you know, denying $194 million worth of bonus. You know, I mean, really?
That just makes you mad. It makes you very sick. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
To know that that's going on.
Probably shouldn't have brought that up again, but I can't help it.
Well, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, I like I said before, I do fear for my future and the future of our country, you know, at the path we're going. Because if all this stuff is for the betterment of our society, you think the people within the system who are abusing their power would go to prison.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, all right. Before we run out of time, again, where will the wall be at?
It'll be at the Field of Dreams.
Big League Dreams.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I did the same thing for a while. And the dates?
It will be August 9th through the 11th, starting at 9 in the morning.
All right. So I wanted to get that out there so people know. Yeah, one more?
One last thing. We're actually going to have some music out
yes,
there.
Yes, we are.
You know, a lot of the older veterans are a little concerned about that, but I spoke to the bands personally, and they both assure us it will be very respectful and very patriotic, and they seem very enthused about participating and whatnot, but I wanted to add that.
Very good. No. Very good. The only thing I have to say is that, you know, we could solve most of these problems if we got back to the pre-1913 Constitution, got back to sound money, got rid of, the central bank that's printing all this money, because that's what's causing the government to get out of control is their spending, and their spending comes directly from the fact that they can borrow unlimited funds, basically counterfeited out of thin air, and that's causing a lot of the distortion in the government and why it gets bigger and bigger and bigger through the taxation and the central bank. You know, we've got the guideline and the outline in order to have a free society. We just quit using it. We've been stopped using it 100 years ago when we got these two amendments to the Constitution. We need to get back. That will solve most of our problem and get back to a basis of morality. You know, this whole debasement of our morality is part of the problem, too.
Keeping
everybody divided, fighting amongst ourselves. You know, that's one of the things that we have to change, you know. You know, one of the founders said that this Constitution was made for a moral people. We need to start looking back to that.
Yeah, we have to have a good foundation, and we've kind of gotten off of that. So.
There are right and wrongs. And,
yes.
And people need to, you know, I know when I was a kid, you know, it was a big thing, you know, knowing the difference between right and wrong. And we've lost that quite a bit these days. So we need to get back to our traditional values. Anything else? Keep stacking and storing.
I just wanted to thank you guys for coming in and bringing this out into the community, and thank you for your support, and thank you for serving the country.
Well, absolutely.
Thank you for having me. I do appreciate it. I'm not used to being on the radio or anything.
You did great. It was great having you. It's good to see a young face in the crowd with you guys, veterans. That's a hard one for us to bring together. So maybe this will help.
Well, I would point out this to you. Part of the reason why the young veterans are kind of disenfranchised is exactly with what's going on with the VA. I mean, you shouldn't have to fight for benefits. They should bend over backwards. The rules should not be completely rigged to make it an obstacle. I mean, a lot of the veterans I know that have suffered more because of the bureaucracy.
Yeah, with that, we gotta, we gotta go.
They're gonna cut us off.
Next week, Mike Zullo. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiangrasso. A week after George Zimmerman was found not guilty in the death of unarmed teen Trayvon Martin, people are gathering for rallies today to press for civil rights charges against Zimmerman. And yesterday, President Obama weighed in on the case, as Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz reports.
The president urging people to come to terms with the verdict.
Reasonable doubt was relevant, and they rendered a verdict. And once the jury's spoken, that's how our system works.
And the president urged an end to further violence over the verdict.
That dishonors what happened to Trayvon Martin and his family.
President Obama also asked Americans to do some soul-searching about race. Longtime White House correspondent Helen Thomas is dead at age 92. A friend says she died today in Washington, days after being released from a hospital. A pioneering woman in journalism, Thomas made her name reporting for UPI and grilled 10 presidents. Here she